It's Easter Monday, April 2nd, AD 2018. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As thousands of Palestinians marched to Gaza's border with Israel on Friday, bombarding Israeli soldiers with stones and firebombs, Israeli soldiers fired back, killing 16 of the marchers, reports the Chicago Tribune. Plus, 758 Palestinians were wounded by live fire, while another 650 were injured by rubber bullets and tear gas inhalation. It was the bloodiest day in Gaza since the 2014 cross-border war between Israel and Hamas. For the first time since the Islamic State terrorist group drove thousands of Christians from Iraq's Nineveh plains, the village of Karakash celebrated Easter as believers slowly returned to their hometown, reports the Christian Post. Anis Benham, a 58-year-old university teacher who was among those forced to flee the predominantly Christian town 4 years ago, said, quote, "Easter is a message to humanity, a message of new life. After torture, after hardships, after tough conditions, there will be life again. Our Lord has risen. This gives all of us great hope, and we try to be just like Him," end quote. Proverbs 13:12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." CNN anchor Allison Camerota asked Emma Gonzalez, a survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting, for her reaction to the financial contributions that the National